In swing state New Hampshire, a clear victory for Joe Biden and Democrats in national office in the election last week was muddied by the New Hampshire state legislature swinging from blue to red. To learn more about how Democratic voters are feeling there in the wake of the election and in this muddy transition between Trump and Biden, we turn again to our panel of New Hampshire voters. Melanie LeVake is a state senator from Brookline, New Hampshire. Al Cantor is a self-employed consultant to nonprofits. And Ava Castillo is an immigrant advocate from Manchester. She says she has mixed emotions about the election results.
I am happy. I'm relieved that we prevailed, but at the same time, I'm astounded that 70 million people could not see it in their hearts to vote against racism and xenophobia and hatred.
Melanie?
We certainly didn't have the outcome that we were looking for at the state level. I will say, though, when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were officially announced that they would be president-elect and vice president-elect, for the first time in over 4 years, I had to cry a bit. And I'm just really touched by the way Biden said that he wants to be the president of all Americans.
Al Cantor.
I had an emotional reaction to the Biden-Harris victory when I saw the Georgia vote turning in the direction of President-elect Biden and that John Lewis's county was the critical county and putting him over the top at that point. I found myself crying. I found myself crying at different points, and there were tears of relief.
Of course, all of those good feelings in relation to Biden and Harris are tempered a little bit, aren't they, by the fact that on Capitol Hill, Democrats lost several seats in the House. The final makeup of the Senate for the next session is still up in the air as we have this conversation, and it could very well remain a Republican majority in the Senate with Mitch McConnell at the helm. How are you feeling about that?
I obviously would have much preferred a strong Democratic majority in both houses. But I will say a couple of things. One is stalemate never looked so good. But the other thing is I think of all of the executive orders that Biden will be able to roll back, that he'll appoint somebody who cares about the environment to lead the EPA and somebody who knows and cares about education to lead the Education Department. This is going to be a sea change in how we put forth federal policy.
Melanie, we saw a mixed bag in New Hampshire. Even though New Hampshire went for Biden and reelected Democrats to the House and Senate on Capitol Hill, the New Hampshire state legislature flipped from blue to red. And at this moment, subject to recount, you're one of the people who's lost your seat. I'm wondering what your take is on this. What happened?
Well, first of all, I was very shocked. I feel like we have done tremendously good work. We have reached out to our constituents. We've been responsive, proposing legislation that would move New Hampshire forward and help our people. And to think that people could lie about your record by saying that we were going to put in an income and sales tax, I mean, there were huge signs saying that Democrats were going to put in an income tax, which was not true. To me, it's just outrageous that we can't deal in honesty.
Ava, one of the big stories in the national election has been how Democrats missed President Trump's successful outreach to some key Latino communities. You yourself, a Venezuelan immigrant, told WBUR previously that you believe Democrats were taking Latinos for granted. What's your reaction now?
Well, I think the party itself did not do a good job reaching out to Latinos. Individual people did. But we have my fellow Venezuelans are so terrified of socialism, and the Vietnamese community here all voted for Trump because of socialism. Right. So everybody that has lived in that type of regime reacted viscerally against it. And also a lot of immigrants, refugees, Africans, that are religious. They believe that Democrats promote abortion. And I try to explain to them, they just leave it up to people's individual consciences. Yes. They are not promoting abortion, but they were brainwashed in that sense.
So how do Democrats, in your view, go about the hard work of reaching out to these communities that will be meaningful and lasting in elections down the road?
the party itself had to do a better job building relationships from now, start now. And by the time the election comes, we all know our state reps, we all know who our people in the party are, and that would really translate into votes.
Al, as we know, President Trump still refuses to concede the election. What do you make of that? Are you worried?
Well, I view it all with distaste and concern. He's not going to be successful. I think you got to look at it, the long history of Donald Trump. He's a man in his 70s, and he's never been held accountable for anything in his life. His reaction is to sue people and to outlawyer them, and then he thinks he'll get his way. This is a public repudiation, a national repudiation, and he's not going to be able to sue his way out of this one.
So around the table on this, what's your biggest worry about a transition that may simply be disruptive, no matter how much sanity Joe Biden and Kamala Harris try to bring to it? Melanie, you want to start this?
My biggest concern is the disruption to Americans. When we can have different groups of people believing different truths, that's a serious problem.
Ava?
I'm really afraid of violence. You know, I am afraid that this army of people that he has been preparing for chaos act up on these concealed messages that they're being sent. That really scares me.
Al?
I agree with Ava. I worry about people not accepting a Joe Biden presidency and taking matters into their own hands, encouraged, I think, quite explicitly by Donald Trump and tacitly by the Republican leadership, which is, to this point, for the most part, not accepting the results of the election.
Al Cantor of Concord, I just can't tell you what a great pleasure it's been to speak to you, Al.
Same here. It's been a joy. Thank you, Bob.
Ava Castillo, immigrant advocate from Manchester, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much, Bob. It was fun.
Melanie Levesque, state senator from Brookline, New Hampshire, thank you so much for joining us for this past year. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Bob.